Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This is Jack Hoffman. For nearly 31 years, Tico's Steakhouse has been a staple for fine dining in Jackson, Mississippi. I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy poured beverages.
East County Lime Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey folks, time for another In a Mississippi Minute. Looking forward to part two with today's guest. But before we get there, fresh off the plate, full of delicious catfish, is my pals over there in Macon, Mississippi. You kidding? SuperiorCatfish.com. Go check them out. Great folks over there making wonderful food that you want to put on your table and put down your palate. That's what I'm talking about. And my friends, love sharing all things Mississippi. Go to visitmississippi.com. Sorry, visitmississippi.org. You can go to .com. I don't know what you're going to get. Visitmississippi.org. A lot of history and culture awaits you. All right, today I have, like I said, part two with a lady that I have become good friends with. And when it comes to golf and tennis and sports wisdom, she's owned it for a lot of generations. Although she still looks very young, I can tell you, and she's still very athletic. She can still hit the golf ball. I swear, I feel like she reminds me of my sister, Vicky. I feel like she's still like 38. But with that said, she is a nationally known sports radio and television personality, talk show host, journalist, author, times two now, and television producer, all in sports media, an original member of the Golf Channel family. I mean, she hosted her own show. She's an award-winning TV and radio personality, as I've mentioned before, but I had to put the awards on there. She was the first woman to host a call-in sports show. The first woman to host a call-in sports show on WFAN, The Fan, baby, New York, where she hosted a sports, this sports talk show for over 20 years. That's crazy. She still spends a lot of time doing correspondence work for them on the Masters, the U.S. Open, the PGA Championships, U.S. Open tennis, special competitions like the Ryder Cup and beyond. And in 2001, first woman in sports media, honored with the Association of Women in Communications Headliner Award, previously given to Barbara Walters and Katherine Graham. Barbara Walters. In 2012, she was named one of the top women in sports media by the Los Angeles Daily News, and that same year was honored with the Debbie Gibson Girls Humanitarian Award because, as I said yesterday, and I will say till my dying day, this woman likes to give back. She'll travel around the country, and she gives back. Her new book, Hallelujah, I've learned so much about it since yesterday. Life on the Green, that we've all been waiting for. It features compelling interviews, including five former Masters Championship champions, but with 12 of golf's greatest. So let's get to it and continue our conversation, because I want to dig into a little Ben Crenshaw next. And I hope you guys have tuned in yesterday. If not, you know, you can go check it out in the archives, or you can check our podcast out, which is available everywhere. Now let's get to it with Ann Liguori. Hey, Ann.
Hey, Steve. Hi, Mississippi. Glad to be back.
Hello, Mississippi.
Hello, New York. Hello, New York. Are you in New York or Florida?
I am in Florida, and I will be in Augusta a week from Friday. So I'm coming to Augusta, baby. My 26th Masters. Can't wait.
Hey, Ann, I'm asking this on the air in front of everybody so I don't forget. My daughter, Cecilia, is in New York, and she just found out at culinary school, she's getting the Nespresso Toke Award, which is voted on by the faculty as the top student.
So wow, congratulations.
Yeah, but I'm getting to my ask in a minute, so you got to get your rack your brain. She is doing a externship at a 2 Michelin star restaurant right now, and she wants to do some private chef stuff, you know? And she goes, "Do you know anybody in the Hamptons?" And I said, "Well, I happen to know somebody in the Hamptons." And anyway, I said, "I'll talk to Ann," and she's actually doing some other stuff right now. She's been blowing up on TikTok. Just get ready. I'm coming after you. Just see if we know anybody. She may want to do that for a little while.
And I know a lot of chefs, so I think I can help her out.
See that, everybody? See how it works? There you go.
All
right. And we've been talking about your book. This is exciting stuff. I'm so proud of that you finally have written your book number 2. 2007, your book was titled what?
A Passion for Golf, Celebrity Musings About the Game. It came out in a second edition. It was actually out in the late 90s. And it was all about the celebrities in sports, Hollywood, and music that I interviewed on my series on the Golf Channel. You know, I thought the interviews were so compelling, you know, if I may say so myself. And I wanted to really make them last. So I wrote this book, and it came out in second edition. You can still buy it. You can still go on Amazon and get that one, A Passion for Golf, Celebrity Musings About the Game. And it's really the behind the scenes stuff that happened, you know, while interviewing Celine Dion and Samuel L. Jackson and Jim Brown and Kevin Costner and Joe Pesci. So, that was a great book and great times looking back on that show that aired on the Golf Channel, the first 6 years of the Golf Channel's inception.
My first time to meet Joe Pesci. I'm talking to, I think, Jimmy Mack. So Jim McMahon, we're at the BMW or the Bob Hope. I can't remember where we were, but I'm getting old, I think. I can't remember where I was, but I remember getting poked. I was getting poked from behind, and I looked straight around and said, "What?" And I looked down, and it was Joe Pesci. And he goes, "Who are you? Who the blank are you?" And I went, "Oh, my God, stab me with a butter knife. Just go ahead. I'll go ahead and stab me right now." I mean, right. I was so fired up because I love Joe Pesci. But I can imagine that was a hoot of an interview.
Well, it's talking about stab me with a, you know, I thought when I was interviewing him, I thought he was going to take out a pen like he did in Casino and stab me with a pen.
I know.
He's a feisty guy, Joe Pesci. And it was hard to get him to come on the show because he didn't, a lot of these interviews I taped before the Golf Channel was even on the air. I had to put a lot of those shows in the can. But once I mentioned Arnold Palmer as one of the co-founders of the channel, his whole body language just relaxed. And he goes, "Arnie, he's involved with the channel? And you tell Arnold I said hello. Of course I'll do the interview." Wow. So once I got him to understand what the Golf Channel was all about and that Arnie was involved, he gave me really great material. We were at the Dinosaur at the Celebrity Pro-Am, and I was able to sit down with him and Alice Cooper, one of your buddies, and gosh, just so many different personalities, you know, to talk about their passion for golf and, you know, using golf as a vehicle to get to know these personalities. Golf is a great vehicle to get to know people. And I've been using golf as a vehicle to interview different personalities for a long time. I just love it.
That's fantastic. Anybody ever tell you no?
Anybody what?
Ever tell you no?
Oh, tell me no. You mean to come on the show? Well, it's not easy to get these A-list stars on the show, as you know. I never went through, very rarely did I go through agents, because agents, their job is to say no. The agents would say no. No. In fact, I wanted Rory McIlroy, of all the people in this, my new book, Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. I thought, which younger person can I include in this book who would be perfect for this book? Now, you have to have wisdom. Mm-hmm. And most people don't have a lot of wisdom until they're older. You have to be, you know, all of them are Hall of Famers. So Rory is not yet a Hall of Famer. But I just thought of any of the younger people from, you know, a different generation who would be in this book, I thought maybe Rory would be the one. And I actually asked Rory and he said, "Absolutely, sure. Yes, yes, yes." And then when I talked to his agent said, "No, no, no." So I avoid agents, I have to say, like the plague. I have friends who are agents. I don't mean to, you know, sound too demeaning toward agents, but In my history, in my experience, they have not been helpful to connect me with these stars. I just knew other people who knew these stars who helped me get them.
Yeah, but once they sit with you, it's a no-brainer. You become friends for life.
Once I sat down with the celebrity, it was fine. It was just a matter of getting connected with the celebrity. That's the hardest thing.
Yeah.
You know, like I wanted Celine Dion on the show. She was doing years ago. She did that Callaway commercial. And so I called my dear buddy at Callaway, Bruce Parker, and literally within 5 minutes, he had me on the phone with Celine and her husband, manager, Renee Angelou.
Yeah, yeah.
And in 10 minutes, we had the TV production all planned where I was going to go up to Montreal to a golf course that they bought so they wouldn't have to wait for tea times. And we put it together and boom, I spent the whole day with Celine and her husband.
Wow.
So, and that story and those interviews are in my first book, A Passion for Golf.
Passion for Golf. All right. We haven't talked about life on the green today on this segment. We did yesterday. I'm getting to Ben Crenshaw in the next segment. Let's take a quick break. My pal, Ann Liguori, her book, Life on the Green. It's out everywhere. Please check it out. My pals over at Superior Catfish in Macon, Mississippi. If you're going to have catfish, go to superiorcatfish.com. Visit mississippi.org. It's never an afterthought, as I say. It's a road trip that you haven't taken yet, maybe. Be proud of your Mississippi. I'm Steve Azar with author, legendary sports host, my pal, the greatest interviewer of all time, Ann Liguori. We'll be right back.
I'm finally home.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm punch drunk. I've just admitted it to my pal, Ann Liguori, who is my guest today. I have said her name in 17 different ways, but I know her, and I know her name very well. It's like saying Steve Azar. I can do that, and I can say Ann Liguori, Ann Liguori, Ann Liguori. Her book, Life on the Green, Life on the Green, Life on the Green, is out everywhere. My pals at Superior Catfish, if you're going to have catfish, why would you get it from anywhere else that's not made in Mississippi? You wouldn't. You're going to buy it from Mississippi. Did that make sense? Go to superiorcatfish.com. Visit mississippi.org. It's been my teammate for many years. I understand the value of what they do, and you got to check it out, plan a road trip. All right, and we have not gotten to talk yet. Well, I'm going to get to Ben, but I want to just tell everybody, this book has Tom stories. She's interviews with Tom Watson, Bernard Langer, love Bernard, Nancy Lopez, Dottie Pepper, Amy Alcott, Gary Player, Ben Crenshaw, Jan Stevenson, Padre Harrington, Anna Sorenstein. It's crazy. Renee Powell and Jack Nicklaus. That's some major. It's crazy. All right. We got to give Ben some love. And I want to. Well, you want to say something before we.
Well, I was just going to say for the audience that, Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. I chose 12 legends. They're all new interviews, 6 men, 6 women. And I focused on what they bring from their iconic golf careers to their day-to-day life. So in addition to incredible stories, you're going to read about very uplifting, inspirational wisdom, universal themes that apply to everybody, men, women, young and old. And in our very divisive times, not only in our society and in the sport of golf, Steve, I just think these messages, these positive messages are very important to get out there.
How much did you touch on the divisive thing that's going on right now?
Right.
How much did you incorporate that in your interview with each one of them?
Well, I have to say, I really didn't want that to be in the book. Obviously, it would be outdated. You have to turn in these books months in advance, before the publishing date. And Padre Harrington and I talked about it a little bit. On my radio shows, I talk about it all the time. It's just such a complex issue.
But this is a forever book.
This is a forever book.
And I like that.
And the reason I wrote it is to get away from all that divisiveness and controversy. I really do believe that, with Liv stealing a lot of stars from the PGA Tour and the struggle between the two tours and everything that's going on with the Department of Justice, the Saudis aren't even coming in. They're being subpoenaed to testify and they won't even show up. Their government won't allow it. I mean, there's so much going on behind the scenes. It's just so controversial.
That needs to be news and not in this book. I love that.
Exactly. I did not include that at all. I wanted these messages to be uplifting, positive. You know, Ben Crenshaw talks about treating people well and letting destiny guide you. Jack Nicklaus talks about integrity and sportsmanship and putting family first. Dottie Pepper talks about the importance of preparation. Annika Sorenstam talks about patience and how that transferred from her golf career to being a mother of two and how there are no shortcuts to success. Annika tells great stories about how she learned that. So every chapter, every one of these legends has their own chapter. Everyone has their own themes and they're all different from each other. All these interviews are fresh, just done within the last, you know, couple months before the book was due date. And I have to say, they're all very positive, uplifting themes. And I think anybody could use it as kind of like, you know, a Bible, if you will, of real positive messages and themes that you can strive to emulate. And, you know, Gary Player, 88 years young, talks about being passionate about what you do. Who better than Gary Player, who, you know, he still plays golf every day. He works out every day.
He's doing jumping jacks right now as we speak.
He is.
Push-ups. He's running 10 miles. It's insane.
It's insane. And he's thinking, talk about nutrition. You know, he's very conscious of what he puts in his body. And so he has all kinds of messages. He also says, have love in your heart, which I think is such a universal message for the whole world. We have to have love in our hearts. We have to start loving each other, not hating each other.
Yeah.
I mean, these messages, Steve, go beyond, so far beyond golf. And that was my goal and my dream is to get these messages out there because they're uplifting and positive. And our world needs these positive messages right now.
I love how you approach this book, Life on the Green, Anne Liguori, her new book, second book. It's been a long time coming. It's so exciting. Okay, let's talk about Ben Crenshaw, because I love Ben Crenshaw. He's just the most, you look at him and you just see gentleness, but yet you couldn't have been that gentle to win, what, two, did he win two? He went to?
Yes, two Masters.
Two Masters. Yes. Yeah, so yes. He's just always been so impressive. And you just, the way he putts, to me, is his personality. I just feel like, oh, man, you know, what? It's just beautiful to watch, right? So what was that like with him? And how do you start the interview with somebody like Ben?
Well, Ben's chapter is called Treat People Well and Let Destiny Guide You. I mean, he's such a humble guy, and he's a very religious man. So everything that he described in his book, he feels was destined by a higher power. And it all started when he learned golf from a legend, Harvey Pinnick. And you remember Harvey Pinnick, the professional who mastered the art of teaching the game. And he traded complexity for gentle simplicity, is how I wrote it in the book. And, you know, Pinnick had students at Austin Country Club that included, you know, some of the greatest men and women players of all time. And it was Pinnick's gentle touch that rubbed off on Ben Crenshaw. And Ben not only took golf lessons from Harvey Pinnick, but he took life lessons from those encounters and applied them throughout his career. So he talks a lot about Harvey Pinnick. And you remember when he, you know, won the Masters, and he lost his dear friend Harvey Pinnick earlier that week of the Masters, and he had to leave Augusta National to go to Harvey Pinnick's memorial service, and then came back and won the Masters that year. So, you know, whatever he had learned from Harvey and just the whatever destiny had in store for him, it was meant for Ben to win that Masters the week that his mentor, Harvey Pinnick, passed away. So Ben is just, he is gentle Ben. But yeah, in competition, he didn't want to play him because he was just so good and so competitive and just such a wonderful guy. Again, I can't believe that he gave me so much time for this book. He's also such an accomplished architect, as you know. He and Bill Corr are designing golf courses all over the world. Not just in our country, but all over the world. So they're so busy traveling to all these sites, and they're very hands-on in their architecture of these golf courses. And in fact, my 26th annual charity golf event, which we honored you a number of years ago, will be played at a Ben Crenshaw design, Friar's Head, on May 29th.
Ooh, I like
and I'm reminded all the time when I play his courses just how multi-talented Ben Crenshaw is, because beyond his playing career, he's had an incredibly thriving career as a golf course architect.
Wow. Anne Liguori, her new book, Life on the Green, available everywhere you get books. And speaking of, before we head into a break, everywhere you want to get catfish is Superior Catfish. How'd that segue in? Pretty good, Nan? You like that?
You're very natural.
I've been better.
I'm going to call you Stefano since you called me.
I've called you everything. I mean, I called everything, but it's all out of love. I can promise you this. I've had a long day in the studio today. I've been listening to loud music and making music all day. And Ann and I are doing back-to-back interviews at late in the afternoon. And at this point, I think I need a glass of wine. I don't know. Ann, let's get a glass of wine. We'll be right back. Go to superiorcatfish.com and visit mississippi.org. So many beautiful things await. I haven't taken Ann to play Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. My pals over at Pearl River Resort. I'm going to do that. You're going to be blown away. Golf Digest always ranks it way up there. It's called the Augusta that you can play. You got to check it out, and you'll love it. It's just gorgeous. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar with the multi-talented Ann.
What I say goes out here, what I say goes, 'cause I'm the coach, I'm the coach, I'm the coach. I'm still trying to.
$20,000 available for first-time homebuyers. Hey folks, Steve Azar here. Helping is the heart of our friends at Guaranty Bank. They offer programs like the Home Buyer Equity Leverage Partnership Grant that can assist qualified first-time homebuyers with up to $20,000 towards down payment and provide home ownership counseling to empower you on your journey. These funds are first come, first serve. Learn more about this program and to apply now, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
There's a ton of content from Super Talk Mississippi on our new YouTube channel. Just search Super Talk Mississippi on YouTube or go to supertalk.fm/YouTube. Be sure and subscribe for free to get the latest scoop on what's happening in Mississippi news, politics, sports, and the good things happening here in the state.
Accurate information, in-depth analysis, and clear insight, all in one place. The Gallo Radio Show with Paul Gallo. Mornings on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
Promise. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
We're in cold water.
I am plowing through long day. You guys have had a long day, and you've had a long day at times, right?
Always. Every day is a long day. You're passionate about what you do, and it shows. You are so passionate, and that's Gary Player's message in his chapter.
We're going to talk about Gary. That's where I was going. How come you keep guessing where I'm going? And I'm not just saying it. I could sit there, but it's truth. And I also want to talk Bernard in a minute, Lionel, because there's something I want to say about that. Before we get to my pal, her second book, but her new book, Life on the Green, available everywhere. It features compelling interviews with 12 incredible legendary golfers, 5 master champions. A lot goes into a master's champion. It's a special event because they all want to win it. So you got to take it to a new level to me when you win at such a beautiful place. Speaking of beautiful catfish, go to superiorcatfish.com. There's catfish and there's superior catfish. Do the math. I've done it. That's where I'm going. And visit Mississippi.org. My pals over there in Jackson obviously spread their love throughout Mississippi. And we've even left a Blues Trail marker up in, the, I think it was 203rd, I think, Blues Trail marker in Liverpool. So you can go all the way across the pond when you take your road trip. All right. Anne Liguori's new book, Life on the Green. We've been talking about it for a day and over a half now in 2 segments of In a Mississippi Minute. And I want to talk Gary Player. I am I've always loved this man as well. You know, all these people in your book, you know, I've got great admiration for them for different reasons.
Sure.
So I'm very excited. And also brings back memories of a lot of them growing up sitting on the couch with my dad on Sundays. You know, that was the time that he was there at home because he was working right. every day, 6 days a week. And so great memories for me. I can see the couch and I can feel his warmth, you know, it's amazing. But talk to me about your experience when writing the book with Gary.
Well, Gary Player, the name of his chapter is called Have a Lifelong Passion for What You Do and Have Love in Your Heart. Gary is an international treasure. He has more international victories than any player on the planet in golf. And he's so well traveled and so experienced. But, you know, it all started when he was very young in South Africa. He came from a very unhappy childhood. And he shared that with me. He said his mother died when he was 8 years old. His father worked all day. His father was never home. His brother had gone off to the military. And so he was by himself. And he said he cried himself to sleep every night. He just was not a happy child. And yet he got exposed to golf. And again, another natural talent, became very good very quickly. Family is also so important to him, because I remember him telling me that one day when his brother was at home, they were in the backyard. They peeped over the fence. He saw this woman and he said that he told his brother, I am going to marry that woman. And 50 some years later.
Teenager at this time?
He was a teenager at that time. It was Vivian. Sadly, we lost Vivian Player to cancer, I think about 2 years ago. But I mean, the stories he tells in this chapter are just incredible. And the wisdom that he has with all his experiences, and he's not afraid to tell it like he sees it. He's one of the best interviews for me that I've ever had on radio and TV, because I always like to say he's brutally honest. He really tells it like he sees it. And I just could talk to him, you know, for a very, very long time. But what I love about Gary Player's chapter is that, you know, he's encouraging us to pursue our passion, right? Have a lifelong passion for what you do. Think about it. You and I and most everybody work so hard at their day job, 24/7. We work very, very hard. You might as well love what you do, because you end up working so much to make ends meet, to have a great life, right? So why don't you just pick something you love to do? It's hard to do sometimes, but it's such great advice to find what you're passionate about and then pursue it. And Gary really, really emphasized that in this chapter. And then he also talks about exercising and eating right. You know, Gary plays golf. He's 88. He plays golf every day. He works out every day. I remember a couple of years ago, I did a TV interview with him and I ended up doing sit-ups and push-ups with him in the driveway of his daughter's house. I could barely keep up with them. But he really does believe in taking care of yourself. It's such a good message. The older we get, the more we have to really be careful about what we eat, what we put into our systems, and about exercising and stretching. I find that the older I get, the more I have to stretch and exercise to feel 100%. And so every bit of advice that he has in his chapter in Life on the Green is just valuable advice that all of us can take with us on or off the course.
I'm interested in understanding who would have introduced him to the game of golf. How did that opportunity appear to him? Does he talk about that?
Yeah, he does. And he talks about his father basically introduced him to the game. He did say he had God-given talent for the game. And he took to it very, very quickly. But he does get into it. And by the way, he was married to Vivian for 64 years. And she passed away in the summer of 2021. Wow. And he has 6 children, 22 grandchildren, and soon to be 3 great-grandchildren when I wrote the book. So, he talks about his history and how he got into the sport and his worldwide travels. And, you know, there's just so much in this book. I have to go reread it, Steve, just to remind myself what it's all about. I love it.
It's remarkable. What a remarkable man. All right. Bernard Langer. I saw him on TV once say, you know, he was doing his thing and he was rocking. He wins the Masters and he feels nothing, right? He feels nothing. Huh. He said that he realized what was missing in his life was God. So did he touch on that at all?
Yes. He talked about that, in fact, the name of his chapter in the book is Have Faith and Be Grateful for What You Have.
There we go. Look at that.
There you go, baby. We're on the same wavelength. And his story is really one of divine intervention and faith. His very existence in the world started out miraculously. And he shared something with me, Steve, that I never knew before. And you know, I don't think too many people knew before. And that is that the doctor made it clear to his mother during her pregnancy that she would run a high risk of losing the child and maybe killing herself if she did indeed give birth. And Bernhard said she was Catholic and did not believe in abortion, had Bernhard. So his very beginning was miraculous, right? Because the doctor is telling the mother to abort the baby.
Wow.
And he goes on about that. It's pretty heavy stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can't believe that, you know, he revealed that to me. And I'm telling all your listeners now, I still want you to buy the book, even though
listen to me. I mean, this is like a movie that I want to watch over and over. I mean, you're just giving us tidbits.
Tidbits. But he came from very, very humble beginnings. You know, the family was very, very poor. And you look at these champions and you by understanding their childhood and their beginnings and understanding more about themselves, and they've shared so much about themselves in this book, Life on the Green, you can understand why at the age of 66, Bernhard Langer is still going strong. He's still playing. He's still winning. He's the winningest player on the PGA Champions Tour. He surpassed Hale Irwin last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense because of the hunger, literally, that he had when he was a kid. The family, you know, had a hard time putting food on the table. And he was born and raised with this hunger to leave that kind of existence and make something of himself.
But Anne,
never leaves you.
Okay, I get that hunger. But speaking of hunger, of all the games, there's one game that costs a lot of money to be able, especially in his time. How does he afford the time and the money to get good in golf? You know, you got, I mean, I know they're all having their challenges, but when it's money and it's golf, to me, it's the one sport where it takes money.
Absolutely. And it's interesting you bring that up because I asked him the same thing. Again, it comes back to natural ability and talent. He started out as a caddy because he needed the money. His brother got a caddy job at a local golf club, came home with a couple coins. Bernhard couldn't believe that his brother, you know, was able to earn some money. His brother said, come with me, you'll caddy with me. He learned how to caddy very quickly. Bernhard had just this natural ease at learning the game and reading the greens. And he said the more good advice and knowledge that he gave to the players, the bigger his tips were. Same when he worked with his mother, who was a waitress in a restaurant. She'd drag him to work with her. And he said the nicer he was, and more helpful he was to the patrons, the more coins he would make and earn, you know? So, I mean, this is Bernhard, how he got into golf as a caddy. He didn't have any formal lessons.
Well, when does he have time to hit balls or to get as good as, I just don't get that part.
He spent all his time at the golf course caddying. And these, you know,
that's not playing though.
Well, no, but once he got good, he actually got a sponsor. One of the guys he caddied for recognized his talent, his natural talent, and made it possible monetarily for him to train and to play in these tournaments. And he paid his travel expenses. So, yes.
It's remarkable because there's so much adversity and so many challenges along the way to become great in the game of golf. You're on your own next to your caddy, and you're by yourself. You can't have a bad day to win you got to get to make the cut. So you can't have a bad day and probably win a tournament, especially the ones these major champions you're interviewing in this book, Life on the Green by Anne McCoy. Just FYI.
So how do you know?
Is the heart of our friends at Guaranty Bank.
They offer programs like the Home Buyer Equity Leverage Partnership Grant that can assist qualified first-time homebuyers with up to $20,000 towards down payment and provide home ownership counseling to empower you on your journey. These funds are first come, first serve. Learn more about this program and to apply now, go to gbtonline.com. Guarantee Bank, member FDIC.
Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Before we get off hot off the press, let me check my time here, everybody. You know, we've been doing this a while. This is the last segment of a two-day interview with my pal Ann Liguori. Life on the Green is out. I love the size of this book. She keeps holding it up. And I love the color. What made you choose these, the white and the green? Is that green?
Yes. What I love about the print is it kind of stands out. It's like three-dimensional. It's so pretty. And then the back
I love the
as
back.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has a picture of me with my IB Cool. You know, I'm the global ambassador for IBKUL. And by the way, can I offer your friends and family a 20% discount on IBCool.com, athleisure wear for women, men, and young people? It's great clothing. It has 50 plus UPF protection so you don't burn and you know, don't damage
amazing.
Your skin. I'm wearing it right now.
Beautiful.
It's soft, it's comfortable, it travels well. But if you put AN20 in the promo section on their website, ibkul.com, you'll get 20% off. So AN20, 20% off on everything but sale items. And
spell the website one more time because you get cool.
Yeah, it's IBKUL. It's called IB Cool.
IB
it's an
cool.
Interesting name. It's spelled IBKUL. Yep. .com. Just go on there. You're going to find styles that you love. You're going to find all the fabric has sun protection and it's lightweight. You're just going to look great and feel great. So if you want to get 20% off, just put in my promo code ANN20.
Not Anna. Called her Anna yesterday, but I'm going to probably delete that when I go to editing. Anyway, hey, I loved my interview here. I asked you, was everybody still alive when you interviewed them? Because I kept thinking that was the threat you were digging into the vault.
No, these are all new interviews just for this book.
You've gone to work.
Life on the Green.
You actually worked.
Wisdom from Legends of it took me years to do this book. Yeah.
How long?
Well, I mean, you know, I had to organize all these new interviews and do the interviews. So you have to schedule. You have to, first of all, get them to agree to do the interviews. Then you have to schedule the interviews. Then you do the interviews. Then you transcribe the interviews. Then you write each chapter. Then you edit each chapter. It takes a long time. Really, it takes a lot of dedication. And, you know.
Yeah.
Somehow I got it done, Steve, because it's certainly, you know, not my main job. I'm a broadcaster. I do a lot of public speaking. I run this golf tournament. I cover all the major championships. I travel a lot. I cover the Ryder Cup, the Solheim Cup. So, you know, and I play in a lot of these charity celebrity tournaments. Can't wait to come back to you next year. You heard it right here, folks.
You're going to be there.
Saturday. I'm going to be there.
Brother
Just
Scott.
Give me the dates.
I miss Brother Scott.
I know. Brother Scott loves you guys. By the way, one of the best times I've ever had was with you and Gwen at the Ole Miss game. I loved going to that game. I loved going to the tailgate party. It was so much fun. And I loved seeing Ole Miss play Clemson. Remember that?
It was really good. Let me tell you what. I cracked up when... who was our friends that came with you from?
Colleen Kansas? And Tom.
So
Corcoran,
Colleen, yeah. Everybody,
Colleen,
listen,
everybody
to
listen to this.
Oh, sorry. I had to think. Everybody listen to this. Colleen, when I was talking to them about what it was going to be like, I left with a hottie toddy. I said, hottie toddy. And when I was talking to her on the phone, so for weeks and weeks and weeks go by, and she has told her husband, Steve called me a hottie toddy. And I didn't know this. So they beat us to Oxford and she's there. I try to go to my state game, my hottie toddy game. I whip out Southern I owe Southern baseball. I need to get there. And of course, my Okra at Delta State. I'm shouting out to everybody. Anyway, besides that, I didn't know this. And they got there, but they go to the stores on the square and somebody would you know, check them out and said, hotty toddy. And she'd look at him like, that's what Steve called me. She realized that what hotty toddy meant. And I said, you mean you told your husband that I called you a hotty toddy? I mean, are you kidding me?
That is priceless.
I'm surprised he's a big guy that he just didn't come up and just knock me out.
Yeah, you know? He is a big guy. He didn't punch you out. That's so cute. I'll have
he called me a hotty toddy.
I'll see her this summer in the Hamptons. So I have to remind her about that story.
All right. Anyway, I love it. Well, you take good care of yourself, folks. The book by Anne Liguori. It's out. It's just out. It's brand new out, called Life on the Green. Features compelling interviews with 5 former Masters champions, 12 of golf's greatest to ever play the game. And she digs into their life lessons, their life from start to finish, and thus life on the green. There you go. And
life,
I appreciate
wisdom,
you so much.
Universal wisdom for everyone. And Steve, I can't thank you enough. I love visiting with you. You're the best ambassador Mississippi will ever have.
Come on. I love it. I love our place. Thank you.
My love to Gwen. And I can't wait to catch up with you in person.
You too. Superior Catfish, folks. It's going to be on your table this weekend. Go to superiorcatfish.com. Visit mississippi.org. Oh, yeah. Man loves golf. We got it here in Mississippi. We're going to dance and rap. We're on the way right now. We'll see you later. And thank you so much.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.